And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must forgive others if we expect God to forgive us? Have you ever sinned? If you are human in possession of your faculties and if you are of the age of accountability, then you have sinned. As the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3, verse 23. Do you want God to forgive you of your sins? Well, of course you do, because without forgiveness, it is impossible to go to heaven. The Apostle Peter spoke of how Christians who have been forgiven possess an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Or, as the Apostle Paul put it in Romans 4, verses 7 and 8, blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven. Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. Should we earnestly desire God's forgiveness for the sins we have committed against him? Absolutely. But what if someone sins against us? How should we react then? The Bible is clear on that point. Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 3, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. Yes, it's that simple. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Again, it's that simple. Perhaps this is why Paul wrote, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, to whom much has been given, much will be required. Christians of all people on earth have been given much through the forgiveness of God. We then should in turn be the most forgiving people on the planet. No doubt, this is why when Peter asked Christ, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22. We all need forgiveness, but if we are unwilling to grant it to others, then God will refuse to grant it to us as well. That's something to think about, isn't it?
This is the gospel of Christ.